Hello, everybody. Welcome to Human Angel Heart Connection. You know, we're all going through this together, and that should be of some comfort, but we will get through it. You know, we will live in a better world eventually because of what we are experiencing right now. You can also already see how people are pulling together, as they have in the past, whenever a tragedy happens, like a hurricane or any natural disaster. People come around. After the first initial shock, they gather together and say, what can I do to help? So today, I am dedicating the Human Angel Award to all of us, because each and every one of us can make a difference in some way. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be any way that you feel that your heart can go out to another person. Just focus on the togetherness and not the separation. We can't say that enough, but it's so true. These words are what will get us through all of this. I'd like to share just a few things that I've heard, the wonderful good news stories about people stepping up to make their own difference. I went on my Facebook today, and I was visiting my niece back in Missouri, her Facebook, and it just warmed my soul because here she's off work, her husband's off work, and she has two boys. They're like 5 and 7, and you know, what could be a real trying time, she is just making light of it. They are having experiences as a family that they usually are too busy to do. She showed them making pizza and just doing different things in the home. She even showed how the boys were doing their chores by cleaning the bathrooms and making sure that everything was right in their home. And that's what it takes for family to join together. And I'm talking about all of us as family. Spiritual family is very, very important at this time. So connect with anyone you feel you can. Another thing, just if you can do just a little thing to help somebody brighten their day. This morning I also woke up to an email that my daughter-in-law was sending me a small little gift. Total out of the blue. It's not my birthday, it's not any occasion, but I haven't talked to her yet, so I just can't wait to thank her and tell her that just some small thing like that can lift a person's spirit up. Just check in with people, your family, your neighbors, your friends, and there's so many different ways you can do it. You know, I'm a big letter writer, send cards, I've mentioned that before, but if you Skype, then you can actually look at a person and just, you know, see how everybody's doing. Especially during these times, you don't want to feel alone and have anyone you care for feel alone either. There's so many ways to make a positive difference. You know, you look at the news and you see restaurants donating food and people who are helping, like, children online. There's this artist, illustrator, who is doing this, I'm not sure what station, but he's offering for free, showing children how they can do artwork. And it's not just him. There's many people, movie stars I've read about, who are reading children's books to occupy their time and just to share some goodwill. So there's all sorts of things you can do in the musical concerts. You know, we know that we can't go in public and be around a lot of people, but a lot of music is being offered online for free a lot of times. And that's important because music can bring us joy. It can definitely make a difference in how we feel about life. There's so many ways that you can volunteer. I read something about animal shelters. You know, you don't realize how many things are closing down now because of this virus. And what I read was that the animal shelters had to close down. What do you do with all these animals? And so there's people, they put out this program where you can be a foster mom or dad to these animals and take care of them while this virus is lingering on. And I thought about that for a minute, yeah, but I thought, oh my gosh, it would be so hard to let go of those animals. I'd probably end up with a dozen in my yard. But I'm still thinking about it. It is a good program to have. So, you know, we talk about ourselves, not just individuals right now, but we have to think about how our actions affect the whole world and each other. Lift your spirit connection by lifting your heart and sharing it, whatever way you feel you can. I read something that in one of our past events, but I wanted to share it with you now because I want everybody to hear these words. They can make a difference right now. It's called Some Words of Inspiration for All of Us. And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and grew gardens full of fresh food and learned new ways of being and were still and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows, and the people began to think differently, and people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorance, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses and made new choices and dreamed new images and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully as they had been healed. These words are so beautiful. They were written by a lady by the name of Kitty O'Meara. She was a French-Irish author, and she lived from 1839 to 1888. It just shows you that words can carry through with their truth. And I was curious, what was she thinking, going through when she wrote these important words? And during that time, there was diphtheria and smallpox and different kinds of diseases that were just wiping out people right and left, much like today. And so she wanted to do something to inspire people. And I think that she did with what I've just read. These are important times to keep your spirits high and be your own inspiration to all around you. So it is.